Now, David Hobson is one of Australia's best-known tenors. He's undoubtedly an Australian singing superstar. Now, he's sung many roles for Opera Australia, including award-winning performances as Rodolfo in La Bohème. He's also won numerous awards, including an ARIA and a Mo Award for Operatic Performer of the Year. Gillian Unsworth caught up with David Hobson and began by asking him if he approaches an outdoor concert any differently.
Not really. I don't think so. I mean, I think hopefully you're going to do the show, the same show, and deliver the same type of atmosphere. But, you know, an outdoor atmosphere is probably a bit more of a party atmosphere.
Mm. Well, you've got people sipping wine.
They're sitting wide and they're having their food and they can chat and do whatever they like and scratch themselves and yell out. You know, there's less restrictions on the audience. So, in a way, it's a bit more of a party atmosphere.
Which must be nice for
It's lovely. It's a bit more relaxed. It's a bit more relaxed than, as opposed to, you know, doing a recital in the Sydney Opera House. It's a little bit, can be restrictive. So the outdoor concert, yeah, it's a time to let your hair down and have a bit of fun.
You do have an extremely busy schedule and you know, there's also the physical demands on your voice. I mean, how do you spend your downtime? What, you know, you like to spend time with your family as well.
Yeah, how do I spend my downtime? Well, you know, if you're not singing, you're thinking about singing or you're learning roles. And particularly in the classical world, you know, if you're a pop singer, you tend to do the same repertoire over and over again. You know what I mean? You roll it out. But as a classical singer, particularly opera, you're always doing different operas or learning operas. So in my downtime, there's not a lot. I'm either learning or practicing. But what I do like to do is I'm a bit of a sport junkie. So I love kicking the footy. I have a group of mates here. We kick the footy or I go for a surf. I love playing tennis. Obviously, I have a family, so I spend a lot of time with my family as well. And if I'm not learning music myself, I'm trying to teach my kids the piano or music.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You know, do your children, you know, sort of really take an interest in what you do?
Well, they think I'm an absolute dag, so that doesn't... And my daughter's just turned 12, and I know I was asked to sing at her school fair next year, and she's highly embarrassed that I've said yes. So, Dad, do you really have to come and sing? So she's at that age. For instance, I remember they love the Wiggles up till about age 3 or 4, whenever it is. And I used to do a lot of, particularly carols in the Domain, you know, the Channel 7 carols. I was always there with the Wiggles and doing songs with them. And then I remember she would have turned about 7 or 8, and I did a DVD with the Wiggles. And that was highly embarrassing as well. Do you know what I mean?
Really? I thought that would have been really cool.
No, because the Wiggles, well, once you get to a certain age, the Wiggles are daggy, you see. The Wiggles are cool up to about 5 or 6, and then they become daggy. And when you're 12 and you're in Acacia and Lady Gaga, you know, Dad, who sings mainly opera, but, you know, kind of pop music and his own music, is not quite as cool as Justin Bieber or Bieber or whatever his name is.
You're also an award-winning composer, you know, with notable film scores and things. So when do you find time to compose?
Well, look, actually, it's interesting you say that because over the last year and a half, I've had very little time. I'm trying to set aside time over the next few months. I've had a really, really busy learning schedule. So it's been difficult to find time at the moment. And I haven't had a specific project, save about a year and a half ago where I was writing songs for a new record. But when I was doing the odd film score, which I happened chanced upon that. I mean, I was asked to do them. I wasn't actually out there looking for them. I'd be doing operas. I can remember one film I was doing where I was working on stage, you know, doing and getting home about 10:30 or 11 at night, or probably 11:30 more like it. And then, you know, cranking up the film and working on that till about 3 or 4 in the morning, and then, you know, getting up in the morning, going through the same process, doing an opera.
That's incredible.
So it was a heavy schedule when I was right in the middle of that. But it is hard. And the thing about being a composer or, you know, a writer as such is that it does require discipline. And sometimes I know, in fact, I'm just in the middle of reading a mate of mine book at the moment, Paul Kelly, who says that you almost feel lazy being a writer sometimes because you feel like you should be able to do it all the time, but it takes time to write. Sometimes you've got to have downtime just thinking about it. So just being, you know, as opposed to churning it out. Some people can churn it out. Mm. I'm not a churner-outer. You know, I have to really work at it.
But obviously it's something that you really enjoy doing and then you have passion for.
Oh, absolutely. I really love it. And for me, it's more like therapeutic outlet than, you know, I have to write the greatest piece of music that's ever known to man. I mean, I've got reams of music that I just write for myself.
Because some performers are quite happy with just performing, aren't they? Performing
absolutely.
Other people's. But obviously it sounds like, you know, you have a real passion for this.
Yeah, I do. And I like, and you've said I've got a passion for performing. Well, I mean, I do have a passion for performing, but, and not just one genre as well. That's my other problem. I mean, that's my problem, Janine. I love it all. Well, I just did the Adelaide Cabaret Festival recently, which was another departure from me. I don't know how I ended up in a cabaret festival, but I was asked to do it. And I titled it, Am I Really Here? Because that's the way my career's been. You know, I've kind of been working on a project and then someone will ask me to go someone else, to go and do something else. And I go, oh, yeah, okay, that sounds interesting. Then all of a sudden I'm over there doing a totally different genre. That's the way my
But that's okay,
gone.
Isn't it? I mean, that must keep life interesting for you and make it exciting as well.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, it keeps it interesting, that's true, and exciting. And for some reason I've never had that kind of overriding vaulting ambition where I've had to be the best at something and make sure I get it. I've just kind of been content to be passionate about what I'm doing at a particular moment in time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just love too many things.